Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of fruitfulness in the Christian's life. How is fruit produced in a person's life? Well, first of all, we have to recognize that God's purpose for each individual life that He created is fruitfulness. John 15:16 makes it very clear when Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Jesus clearly states here that He's appointed you to bear fruit. So you should fully expect fruit coming forth in your life. The fruit of the Spirit, love and joy, peace and patience, and all the fruit enunciated in Galatians 5:22 and 23, as well as Ephesians 5:9. But how is that fruit going to come forth? God says He's appointed us to bear fruit. We know that He wants it to come forth in our life, and yet we know in and of ourselves we can do nothing. Jesus made this very clear. Fruit is brought forth by the power of the Holy Spirit in an individual's life. It is not brought forth by human effort. It comes forth as a result of the work of God in our lives. Yet there is always this amazing and mysterious component of partnership between the Spirit of God and the Spirit-filled believer. The believer must yield to the work of the Holy Spirit. The more yielded you are to the Spirit of God, the more fruit can come forth in your life. We've talked this week about several areas that the scriptures tell us that describe how fruit is produced. One, fruit is produced through the discipline of the Lord, Hebrews 12:11. Secondly, fruit is produced by abiding in the Lord, according to John 15:5. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, the scripture tells us. Thirdly, fruit is produced through the pruning of God. John 15, verse 2 says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." Today we are going to talk about how to bear more fruit. You have most likely, if you have been walking with the Lord for any period of time, you have observed fruit in your life. You have seen fruitfulness, a result of abiding in Christ, the result of allowing God to discipline you and remove and correct sin in your life. If you have yielded to the Spirit in those ways, without a doubt, the scripture says fruit has come forth in your life. But God wants to bring you to a place where you have more fruit, where there's an abundance of fruit, where you have an increase in fruitfulness in your life. And the more mature that you are in the Lord, the longer you walk with God and yield to Him, the more fruit or the more abundant fruit you should see being produced in your life. This is the promise of John 15:2. "Every branch in me that bears fruit, He prunes it, that it may bear more fruit." The word prune, as it's used in John 15, verse 2, is from a Greek word which means to cleanse or to purge. And it refers to the cutting away of branches from a plant to relieve the burden on the remaining part of the plant and to increase the quantity and quality of fruit. When God is doing a pruning work in a person's life, remember, His aim is more fruit. It is not a rebuke for a lack of fruit. It's a purposeful work done by the Holy Spirit to increase the amount of fruit in your life. it's not saying you haven't had fruit. On the contrary, it's saying you have produced fruit, but God wants to bring you to a higher level of fruit production or a higher level of fruitfulness. Such a person that's enduring or experiencing a pruning time in their life has been fruitful. But God's ready to take you to the increasingly fruitful stage in your life. What does pruning look like in the life of a believer? Pruning will often include the cutting away of unnecessary things that are draining time and energy that God wants directed into other areas. Or they could be the removal of previously fruitful branches of your life. Remember, these are not sin issues, as these have been dealt with in the discipline stage of your spiritual growth. In the early stages of your union with the Lord, He trains you, corrects you, disciplines you, and that's when you're being redirected from sinful patterns into God patterns. So this is not about sin. This is about God removing things that will hinder you from being extremely productive or extremely fruitful. They may be issues of preference and issues of personal desire. God wants you to desire doing things in His perfect will, and He wants you to let go of everything, including good things, that will clutter the way. When there is a pruning going on in your life, God may be cutting to the heart of some things that are very dear to you. These may include jobs that have become very comfortable, may have to do with issues of security, material things, perhaps your position, your identity, your status, certain dreams that you've held to. Maybe it's geographic familiarity and God's trying to get you to surrender it so that He can move you into a more fruitful season, but it's in another location. It may even be ministry you've enjoyed for years and that has been fruitful, but God wants to have you put that aside to move into another area. It can also include certain relationships. Though the experience of being pruned by God, by the Father, who's the vine dresser in your life, may feel like there's a real tearing going on, if you'll yield to God's pruning, you will be overwhelmed with the increased fruitfulness that will be forthcoming. However, if you resist the pruning of God, you will be frustrated and your fruitfulness will be hampered, and I guarantee you, you will revisit that pruning season again. I experienced this fairly recently as my husband and I pastor a church in Southern California. We founded the church together. We have worked side by side in growing the church and in preaching and ministering to the congregation. But the day came when I knew that there was something the Lord was trying to get across to me, but I wasn't catching a hold of it. And I was becoming very frustrated and wondering what was up. You could say a spiritual dissatisfaction had come over me. And after a period of fasting and prayer, the longest period of fasting and prayer I'd ever engaged in, the Lord made it very clear to me that He wanted me to move in a different direction. And the direction had to do with starting this radio ministry. Well, it was going to require a tremendous amount of time and energy, and I didn't know much about radio at all, and I knew it was going to take my focus off of our local church. And discussing it with my husband, and after much prayer, it became very clear that God was trying to get me to allow Him to cut off that branch of my life for a season. I have to be honest with you. I resisted it. I could not imagine this fruitful area that we had enjoyed together being changed. Though I knew the Lord wanted me to move into this area of radio, I had a hard time allowing Him to prune that away, until the day finally came with His help and with the literal help of the Holy Spirit, I was able to surrender my role in the local church to pursue this new area where God wanted to bring me into a new season of fruitfulness in a completely different arena, and yet I had so resisted the pruning. I want to encourage you, you will be blessed abundantly above measure if you will submit and yield as an act of your will to the pruning that God's trying to do in your life. If you're a mature Christian and you've been feeling God trying to cut away perhaps things that are familiar, comfortable, secure, maybe good things, and yet you've had a hard time letting go of them, do it with joy, because the fruitfulness that will come forth will be above and beyond what you can imagine. But if you hold on to the old, the fruitfulness will never come forth. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying how fruit is brought forth in a Christian's life. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.